Alabama real estate headlines. Mobile County Probate Court online records search now available to AL Real Estate Pros. The Probate Court of Mobile County, Alabama has launched an online records search portal through its records division. Alabama real estate professionals can now access probate records remotely to verify property ownership, estate statuses, and title matters in Mobile County without in-person visits. Search Mobile County probate records online at the link below for your next transaction due diligence. Alabama real estate headlines. Tuscaloosa County Tax Assessor Services, key resource for AL Property Pros. Tuscaloosa County offers a centralized hub for property tax assessment information, including expert valuation guidance, exemption details, appeals processes, and deadlines. Accurate tax assessments directly impact property valuations, client negotiations, and transaction timelines for real estate professionals working in the Tuscaloosa market. Bookmark the Tuscaloosa County Tax Assessor portal for quick reference on valuations, exemptions, and appeal deadlines. Alabama real estate headlines. New AL Property Records tool streamlines owner, deed, and lien lookups. Alabama Property Records Search lets users check property records, find owner info, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in AL can conduct faster due diligence and verify property histories without juggling multiple county databases. Add https://alabama.propertychecker.cosh to your closing toolkit for one-stop property record checks. Alabama real estate headlines. Real estate commission in Alabama. The source explores the average real estate commission rate and how it varies by city in Alabama. Real estate professionals in AL should understand commission rates to better manage expectations and pricing strategies. Explore the full article to learn more about commission trends in Alabama. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable. A Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of AL cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most AL jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.